Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hatcher. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Erickson. Stapleton moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Mackanin reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Butera reaches second base with a double. Mackinnon scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Butera scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Bob Stanley now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Pete Mackinnon. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Smalley scores. Wilfong moves to third. It's 7-1, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Wilfong now playing second base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Butera settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Butera. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera strikes out. one out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Castano steals second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Engel moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home to get Engel. Wilfong moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Hoffman moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoffman moves to third. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Twins. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive towards first. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Twins. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Doug Corbett now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.